Kilo Fox.
W8CMN, repeater Flint. Winter weather advisory. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Winter weather advisory. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 12 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Winter weather advisory. Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 10 degrees.
King SEV Mobile East LS and monitoring.
Hey, who is that monitor?
W8CMN, repeater Flint.
Station calling. Go ahead again, KESEV, go ahead.
Well, you said, what did you call KESEV?
Kilo Echo 8. Echo Victor, Roger.
Kilo Echo. Kilo Echo. Kilo Echo 8.
Yes, affirmative. KESEV.
Roger. Okay. S-E-V-S-E-V. Okay. So where are you located? Mount Plymouth, somewhere up that way?
Well, you're coming in and out of this, yeah, I'm up here in East Ottawa, sitting on the big lake here on snow squalls, come across the lake, Roger.
Okay. Very good. So it's starting to snow. Where you at now, huh?
Well, it's settled down for the moment. Oh, yeah, we had 30, 40 mile an hour winds, and snow was just a whooping across the lake. I was watching the ice fishermen over there by the Tomas Point there. And, everything's calming out.
Yeah, Roger. Well, I haven't been outside. I'm in northwest Detroit, so I don't think we got that much wind over here. So I'm more inland compared to where you're at there, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, we way up north, 300 plus miles, I'm assuming. Yeah.
You think we left 5.3 miles?
Well, I don't know what part of Detroit you're in. I know some cats down there in, Westland area. That's, pretty near 200 miles from where I'm at.
Well, I'm a little bit closer to than Westland. Westland's about, probably about 5 miles away. Let's see, maybe Lord, about 3-5 miles, yeah, something like that. So, okay. Hey, you say you now?
Yeah, I was thinking downtown Detroit. I don't know downtown Detroit, but I think that's what I was thinking. I don't know. Everything changes. The Earth's moving. It might have moved. I don't know. Every day it does. I'm up here in Tawas Bay on the east side of the Mitten in East Tawas. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, you are up there. I thought you was in Mount Clemens. You said Tawas Bay, Michigan?
Roger, copy. Tango, Alpha, Whiskey, Sierra, Alpha, Sierra, Bay. Yeah, about 193 miles down to the old in-laws' house, Roger.
Yeah, Roger. Alexa, how far is Tawas Bay from Dearborn, Michigan?
I'm sorry, I can't look up real-time travel distances yet. Can I help with something else?
Oh, brother. I guess that ain't gonna work.
Yeah, she was helpful, wasn't she? Yeah, it's about 185 to 190 miles. 2.5 hours from where I'm at, Roger.
Yeah, Roger, Roger, okay. Yeah, cause I'm right by Dearborn. Dearborn, that's why I was trying to pinpoint the closest outer city for me. You know, that would be Redford. I could walk to Redford. And Dearborn is not that far, too. So, yeah, pretty interesting. I guess my beam working pretty good. I got a 16-element beam, a quad. It's 8-on-2-distance, 8-on-440. It's a dual-band beam, and it works pretty good. Cost me a pretty bit there, and I got it about... Maybe about 40 feet in the air off of my house. I live in a bungalow with the chimney's pretty tall. Got to sit on the chimney there. So, yeah, I love it. I turn this beam and get into all kinds of places here, Roger.
Yeah, let's have that. KEA-SVV for ID. What repeater are you getting into? Because there's a couple of them linked together, so I'm thinking that one might be repeating to this one.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. They got a linked-up system on these repeaters there. Well, I'm going through Mount Clemens, I believe. It's on 147-200.
Alrighty then, yep. That's copy that. I'm on... 145-310, Roger.
You said 145-310? Now you can't be fast.
That's affirmative. 145-310, yeah, that's, they must be linked together. 145-310, that's, Guilford, and, just off the Bay City, Kettle.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't be able to, even with this beam, I wouldn't be able to work that unless the banner was open there. What PL is they using for that machine?
Oh, I don't have it right off the right up of that. I'd have to look it up. If you give me a moment, I can tell you.
All I got out is time.
That field zone is 131 I, Roger.
Yeah, well, most of the POs down here on 2 meters would be on 100 hertz, and on 440 would be 107.2, so, okay. Yeah, well, that answers my question. I'm thinking we're going through the same machine, and no, you're going through a LinkedIn, we're both going through a LinkedIn system, so, okay.
Yeah, right of that. I got you like 5x9 up here at East Alas. Hear everything you can say. Sounds great.
What, are you up there near the thumb?
I am opposite the thumb. I'm not in the thumb, but I'm up right across almost the tip of the thumb on the sunrise side there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger. I never been up that far up north there. Born and raised in Detroit, but never been well that far east. Well, let's see. Do you know where? Let me see. Do you know where Port Satellite, Michigan?
Yeah, Roger. Company. I know where that's at. That's way down there. Way down there in the bottom of the thumb. We way up towards the tip of the thumb. Almost, I can see the thumb all the way across Lake Huron with my binoculars. Roger.
Oh, man. Hey, I thought you was, I had no idea you was that far north. I'm thinking you're in Mount Clemens. I said, oh, that ain't that far. But you said 190 miles and all that. I'm thinking you're Mount Clemens. I said, well, you know, just wanted to, up there. That ain't that far, but yeah, I got it now. Wow. Okay. Hey, these link systems work pretty good there, huh?
Yeah, copy that. Copy that. Yeah, the whole west side of Michigan, they have that. It's all linked up and down the west side of the, well, I would call it the sunset side, but we'd be on the sunrise side, so, yes, I've actually talked to people in Canada right across the lake, and actually talked to people in the thumb when the repeater is on, go ahead.
Yeah, well, what bars in Canada can you get to? Can you, I'm just kind of curious, what part of Canada?
Well, sometimes I can pick up the weather bands over there, and it's all in French. And I talked to a couple guys in Ontario.
Oh, I know you probably talked to some people in Ontario. I can talk to Ontario. But down here in Detroit, I get into Windsor, Ontario, which is right across the Detroit River. But do you know any cities in Ontario? Sanya, or maybe, let me see, Thunder Bay, any of those places?
No, not so much. Yeah, it's, unless there's some conditions going on, yeah, it doesn't really come in this way. It usually goes northeast.
Okay. And while I'm thinking about it, what kind of equipment are you using?
Right now I'm on a Yaesu 2980 mobile with a 24-inch Larson UHF antenna.
Are you in the mobile or are you on base?
We're mobile. Go ahead.
Okay, okay. Is that a Fusion radio? I know it's Yaesu. Is it digital or just strictly analog?
Well, the 2980 is strictly analog, so yeah, there you have that.
Oh, brother, I was hoping you'd say digital. And just try to work each other digital on Fusion there. Oh, well, it is what it is there. Well, all right. I'm not going to tie this machine up, but it's nice talking to you there. And, yeah, well, I'm going to get on this my premise machine quite often. Link, I did know it was Link. I just forgot. I'm thinking I'm talking to you in my premise. But I know Flint will be coming in there and some of these other little cities around up north there. So, all right. You have a good day, and I guess I'm going to get out of here and get ready for this here football game. Take care. This is November 8th. We're just leaving.
Roger that. This is KSEV. Happy Martin Luther King Day.
Roger, roger. Bye-bye.
You guys know I'm over in Tiny Hills this year. You're coming in clear here.
What part of Michigan you in?
St. Helens, up by west between West France and Hope Lane.
Hope Lane? Oh, brother. I know somebody lives up that way.
Where about are you? This is KBHPIU.
Yeah, I'm in Detroit.
That's a long way from here, about 150 miles or so.
Yeah, I know up there in Holden Lake. I think it's called NAZZF. Do you know a pack NAZZF up there?
Somebody, I didn't hear that.
I know a gentleman named Pat that lives up there in Holden Lake. N-A-Z-Z-F. N-A-Z-Z-F. Have you heard of him?
I may have. I don't really recall. I'm sure.
Okay.
You know,
okay. Yeah, no, baby. We got Holden Lake. What is that other Holden in up in Philadelphia, Michigan? Are you familiar with that?
No, I'm not.
Okay, you are in the Mitten, right?
Yeah, well, I'm hitting on the Bay City repeater is what I'm hitting. But I'm between West Branch and Holden Lake, or Prudenville, you know, from the river Prudenville. I'm about 3 miles west of Rose City, thereabouts, right in that area.
Okay. Yep, I'm trying to, I'm not all that familiar with the cities up north. Born and raised in Detroit, Michigan, but I have been up the north as far as, I've been to Midland, Michigan one time, and I've been to, I went a little farther in Midland, Michigan one time. I went to, what is that other, Gaylord, Michigan? How far from Midland or Gaylord?
About an hour, let's see, it's about 65 miles in that area from where I'm at.
Roger, roger. Well, all right. Well, yep. Maybe one of these days get up there. I like to get up there and see Big Mac. I've never seen that big bridge up there. The Big Mac, yeah, I'd like to be able to cross over there and up a little. So maybe one of these days. Well, all right, I'm not going to tap to the system. You take care, sir, and we'll talk with you later. This is November 8th, Juliet Lima, in Detroit.
God bless you all.
Say,
have a good night, and take care. KCHBRU.
W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Winter Weather Advisory. Winter Weather Advisory. Good evening, 1900 hours. Clear. 11 degrees. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Winter Weather Advisory. Winter Weather Advisory. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Winter Weather Advisory. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 10 degrees. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Winter Weather Advisory. Winter Weather Advisory. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Winter weather advisory. Good evening. 21 hours. Cloudy. 8 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. WHCMN, repeater Flint.
This is KSA, FJA, 64-6-USO, over. This is KSA, FJA, 64 radio check, over. You're coming in, FJH, but your audio is weak and a lot of background noise. Tough to hear. KFA, KYL. Okay, got you there. How's the antenna working still, the antenna that I made? I'm sorry, I couldn't quite copy that one. Didn't quite hear what you were saying on that one. Yeah, I heard how's something, but not hearing the rest of it.
I'm using the antenna that I built, that I hooked up to that, to my gutter outside with the wire connected to the sound thing. Whenever the home antenna, I think we were talking earlier, back to you.
Alright, well that came in a little bit better. I heard you were using an antenna that you hooked to something outside. I don't think I recall talking to you, anybody of this nature earlier, but maybe it's possible. But the last transmission was a little bit better. KF8, AYL.
Oh, okay. You have a different call sign. I think it was, that one was CTD, KFA, CTD, that was, he was, I was talking to you earlier. KFA, that's great. Back to you.
Alright, well, copy that, SJH. There's just a lot of background noise, and your voice is, the audio is really weak, but, yeah. It's there, but could be improved if I had to give an opinion. KF8AYL.
Yeah, I know my audio sucks. I wonder if it's the microphone on here sometimes. Or I'm not really sure, like, how it gets weak, you know what I mean? I'm not really sure what makes it weak, or my signal, or... It doesn't do any static, but I get what you mean by where the audio gets low, because it happened to me before, too. Back to you.
Well, I'm no expert, but all I can say is what I hear, so the audio is just a little bit weak, and, not just a little bit, it's pretty weak, and,
a lot of background noise accompanying it. So that's what I hear, and that's all I can report. KFADYO.
Okay, does this sound better?
That's a little bit better. Not much, but a little bit.
I think it's them just, you know, not talking close enough to a microphone. That could be the problem.
Well, that one was a lot better. There's still a lot of background noise, but the audio was a lot better. Your voice was a lot better.
Okay, that's good. Something I'm probably, if you can hear me on, something I'm thinking about doing was get one of those magnetic mount antennas off of Amazon that I can hook up to my radio. That way I won't have any high SWR, because the other ham I was talking to earlier said the antenna that I made could have high SWR, so he told me just to use it. If I have any kind of like a strong just watch the radio and make sure it doesn't get too hot or anything like that. KFASJHT.
Well, that transmission was going kind of in and out, but I heard you. But yeah, keep working on it. It'll get there. You'll get there eventually. KF8AYO.
I think I might try moving my antenna around a little bit. Like take it around, maybe if I move it around a little bit, maybe it might help.
Some experimentation is always good, but keep working at it, and we'll be on standby, KF80YO.
Winter weather advisory. Good evening, 22 hours, cloudy, 8 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Winter weather advisory. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 7 degrees. Winter weather advisory. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Winter weather advisory. W8CMN, repeater Flint.